These are the PCORI methodology standards. This category is about standards associated with patient-centeredness. It was prepared by and will be presented by Dr. Albert Wu from the Department of Health Policy and Management and Dr. Clifton Bingham from the Department of Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Albert Wu. In this module, we will be discussing patient-reported outcomes, specifically measurement and measurement development. Measurement matters. John Kenneth Galbraith said that Americans are very measurement-oriented. We tend to emphasize what is measured. And therefore, what we measure might affect what we do and might affect subsequent outcomes. What is measurement? Measurement is the process of applying a standard scale to something that varies in the dimension of interest. We commonly use an inch ruler to measure the length of an object. This is measurement of a physical object. So how do you measure health-related quality of life, or another PRO? This is an abstract concept, health-related quality of life, and its domains, such as depression, are abstract. They're not directly observable. To measure health-related quality of life, there's no standard scale as widely agreed as a ruler. So what do we do? First, we need to specify what we want to measure. We then assemble several indicators that together approximate the concept and the extent to which it is present, and we create scale scores by combining responses to those questions to give us an estimate of the extent or severity of the thing being measured. This process generates something which is known as a summated rating scale. It does assume that the concept being measured is unidimensional. It expresses a single dimension, such as depression. A summated rating scale comprises questions, also called items, to estimate the concept, and uses a method to elicit responses, that is, a response scale. Here's an example, the Mental Health Inventory 5-Item Scale, or MHI-5. The goal of this scale is to measure a person's self-reported mental health. And 5 questions are used to rate the extent of anxiety, depression, calm, and happiness. The response choices are on a 6-point Likert type ordinal adjective rating response scale. Here's the questions. The first, have you been a very nervous person? The second, have you felt so down in the dumps that nothing could cheer you up? Third, have you felt calm and peaceful? Fourth, have you felt downhearted and blue? Fifth, have you been a happy person? And here are the response choices. They range from all of the time to none of the time, and each of those choices gets a certain number of points, in this case from 1 to 6. What I'd like you to do is to look at these 5 questions and answer each of them for yourself. For example, have you been a very nervous person? Is your answer all of the time, none of the time, or something in between? Give yourself the number of points that corresponds to your answer. If this were a straight summated rating scale, you would simply add up the points to get your score. However, you will notice that answering nervous none of the time is good, whereas happy none of the time is bad. So what is required is reverse scoring the items, and the usual convention is a higher score equals better health. So after you recode your responses so that a higher score always equals better health, record your recoded score and add up the points. Your score should be between 5 and 30. Here's the procedure again. Add up the item scores, but don't do that until you've recoded and reversed them so that higher is better. And then, because what you would get is a raw score between 5 and 30, and that's a little difficult to interpret, often these are linearly converted to a 0 to 100 scale. For the questions you just answered, items 9B, 9F, and 9C used pre-coded values. In other words, you do not change the score. Items 9D and 9H require recoding before you add them all up. So in those cases, all of the time, which was 1, would instead be given a 6, since that is better, and so forth. So recode and reverse, compute sum. You have 5 questions and 6 response categories. So the lowest possible score you could get is 5, and the highest is 30. The range of possible scores is 25. To do the linear transformation of the raw score, you take your raw score, subtract the lowest possible score, that's 5, divide by the possible score range, that's 25, and multiply by 100. So for example, if your mental health score was 21, you would do the linear conversion, and your score on a scale of 0 to 100 would be 64. So that score of 64, what does it mean? Well, it helps to know that the mean for the general U.S. population is about 75, and the standard deviation for that population is about 20. So your score of 64 is about half a standard deviation below the national average. So in summary, PROs are measured using indicators, questions, with responses summed to approximate the construct that you would like to measure. Unidimensional constructs are commonly estimated using summated rating scales. And scores on PRO scales are expressed as raw scores, but they are often transformed linearly for convenience onto a 0-100 scale so that multiple scales can be depicted on the same plot. There are a number of steps involved in developing a PRO measure. The first step is to define what it is you're trying to measure. The second is to identify relevant domains. The third is to identify relevant items for those domains. Fourth, select an appropriate response scale. And fifth, once you've gotten that far, do a pilot test of what you've come up with. If you're interested in developing and designing a new PRO measure, the first thing you may want to have is a conceptual model for how the main concepts in a domain or in the domains you're trying to measure are related to one another. So once you've got this model, how do you identify relevant domains? There are a number of sources of information you could use. One is simply clinical observation. A second is theory. Third, research findings. Fourth, preliminary studies. And the fifth, expert opinion. Let's take the example of measuring depression. Let me give you an example. Suppose you are trying to develop a new PRO measure for fibromyalgia. What domains of health are relevant to a person with fibromyalgia? If you're a clinician, you might see and hear that the person complains about pain and inability to do things they want to do. The theory behind fibromyalgia is a bit obscure because the etiology of the illness is uncertain, but it appears to be an inflammatory disease. It certainly causes pain. And so that might lead you also to want to measure specific domains. Research studies on people with fibromyalgia might also describe the fact that many are depressed or anxious or cannot sleep. So those might be domains. Preliminary studies, particularly studies with people who have the condition, can tell you directly what domains are most affected in their lives. And one can always go to experts, though I like to think of patients as being experts too. Once you've identified what domains you want to measure, you need to find items to represent each of those domains. And again, you can use the same process to generate a series of items which taken together can help you estimate the extent or severity to which that domain is affected. It is crucial for this step to engage patients to develop items. You could ask a question such as, how does your health condition affect your ability to function and how you feel? What you now have, hopefully, is a large pool of candidate items which you might use to measure, for example, depression in people with fibromyalgia. You now want to engage in the process of item reduction. Items that are redundant with one another, which are awkwardly worded, which perhaps are too slangy or idiomatic, or which perhaps might be difficult to translate. Say you were going to administer the same questions in Spanish. Those items might be good candidates to be removed from your scale. After your item reduction process, you should have a set of items which are worded in such a way that when a person with fibromyalgia reads one of them, he or she thinks about their condition and can give a good answer about how their condition affects their ability on that domain. So in summary, there are a number of steps in developing a patient-reported outcome measure. First, specify what you're trying to measure. Identify relevant domains that might be affected using various sources, including engaging patients. For each of those domains, identify items that taps them. And then, once you've generated a long list, come up with a shorter list using a process of item reduction. You then want to select a response scale to allow people to answer the question, and a Likert-type response scale, such as I showed you in the past, might be helpful. Finally, before you do anything, a pilot test always makes sense. We're never quite as smart as we think, and if you do a pilot test, things will be revealed to you, which you realize soon require making modifications to what you've come up with.